Thank you, distinguished members. Firstly, thank you again for acknowledging what we have done in transitional justice so far, and also guiding us through some of the very important aspects that we should consider in the days to come. Thank you very much for that. Considering this aspects, I would like to mention one of the fundamental achievements, another very remarkable achievement in the amendment of the TSA related law, that now it has given a scope for the specialized unit under the commissions to see or to look after or examine the issues of sexual violence. And we are very hopeful that once the commissions will be fully come into action with the appointment of the commissioners, definitely the unit will be activated more and the issues of the sexual violence will be properly addressed. And the amendment has also provided for the provision of special court. So the government has a belief that no victims will suffer injustice. So there is a provision of special court too, and every victim needs to be satisfied either in terms of the prosecution of the case or in terms of reparation. The victim-centric approach has been adopted with the amendment, and allow me to mention that the amendment has come from the parliament with the lot of the effort in the background. It was the regular consultation with the victims, with the international communities, and with the other concerned stakeholders. So it is the outcome of the continuous engagement of all the stakeholders, making their involvement very significant, including the victim's voice. So we are very hopeful to have this transitional justice mechanism to be effective and will be settled very soon. And regarding this NAP 1325 and 1820, of course, we are implementing second version of the NAP. And the second version has already localized the issue. Not only the federal government, but also the provincial government and the local levels, they have integrated, they have institutionalized the spirit of this NAP, so that in future we might not need another NAP to all the issues done, because most of the issues that we have envisioned in the second NAP 1325-182 will be internalized, integrated in the regular activities of the three tiers of the government within the framework time period given by this second NAP 1325 and 1820. Yes, and so sorry to jump in Article 5 and again in Article 6, because there are so many issues that the committee members have concern, and I think these issues have guided us further to move ahead. In Article 6, in regarding to the prostitution issues, till the date, Nepal law has not recognized prostitution. So we have a policy that we have to take legal measures to criminalize the prostitution, because it's not legally valid in Nepal. And for this, Nepal police is taking legal measures to criminalize the clients, customers, buyers, hawkers involved in such issues. And thorough investigation is carried out if any duty bearer is complacent to his duty, and disciplinary actions are taken against him or her. So that's the situation, that we do not have any legal recognition of the prostitution, but we are aware about the rights of the sex workers that that need to be protected. So and I think one more question about the statute of limitation. Yes, it was earlier in our Muluki Ayn, but now it has changed. It's not 35 days. It's 3 months from the date of knowing that incident happened, or if someone is under the any detention or any control or kidnapping thing, it would be the date will be counted from the day of his or her release. So the statute of limitation is 3 months. So that's from my part at present, but we're happy to have, I think we'll have more on upcoming articles because they are very interrelated. Thank you so much.